Yeah, good morning, world. We're in. Wherever you are today, welcome to Hashtag Christian Straight Talk. You're joining myself, Reverend Ben Cooper, with Simon Pinchbeck as we record this podcast. We thank you so much for everything, the shares, the likes, everything to do with the podcasting that we're doing here. Welcome, welcome. It's good to be in the Lord's house. We're in this little tiny shed. We're in a little tiny shed. The scaffolders are outside. It's quite quiet today, actually. Listen. It's quiet outside.
Yeah, it's for a change, Ben. It's quiet.
It's quiet.
But it's great to be back here.
We're in
Hashtag Christian Straight Talk. And don't forget, the first book, Men's Talk, is on out there on Amazon.
It's gone.
Price of a couple of cappuccinos. And already we're working on the...
We've sold one. We bought two, because we bought one and you bought one. One each.
And already, Ben, the second one's getting put together as we speak, isn't it? And the second one's on fear.
It's true.
Talk, isn't it?
It's out, fear, you know, it's right down to the core, right down to the nitty and the gritty, straight out of the barrel of truth, because that's what we're about. And we really believe, you know, we really believe God has stripped us back over the years to, and God has enabled us, and God has taken us through many valleys individually and together, and God is stripping us back even more. And I feel really strong about this morning. I've just got to mention this before we dive into the subject that we're on, that I've got to humble myself, continually just keep coming before him, saying, Lord, thank you for salvation. Thank you for grace. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your, you are revealing yourself to me. Because sometimes, and we can feel unworthy, can't we?
Oh, yeah, definitely. And you know, it's what we've spoken about many times, Ben. It's our own garden of Gethsemane, if you like.
Yeah.
You know, it's laying down before the Lord and saying, you know, I'm not worthy, you know. But not my will, but your will be done. And when we're continually saying that, and when we continually say, I was just speaking about the other day, Ben, you know, and to a group of people, when we're continually doing that, then everything we do, as it says in Corinthians, everything we do, I believe, is for the glory of God.
Everything is for the glory. You've said a word there, God. God's glory.
God's glory.
Not for us, not for us as leaders, not for us as individuals. God will not share his glory with anyone, as the scripture says. But as we are living in the times that we're in, and we're doing what we do together, and the writing and all these podcastings, and we get to be with each other and grow together as two brothers in Christ, sometimes there comes a point in your life, doesn't it, when you say to each other, do you know what, I don't feel worthy. But by his grace and his mercy, and his goodness and his love, because he takes you on a journey, doesn't he? We don't take him, he takes us.
And there's a kicker. You know, that's the deal.
That's the
you
one.
Know, it's not let me use Jesus. It's Jesus is and using us. And the thing is, the deeper and the closer you get, and to be honest with you, Ben, you're exactly right, because these podcasts have taken me to a deeper place with my faith. I was saying that to a friend of mine the other day. A deeper place with my faith, whereby I can have a more meaningful relationship with my wife.
Praise
and all other areas of my life.
So there's a stripping back, there's a healing, there's a process.
And the closer you get, this is strange because it's an upside down kingdom, but the closer you get to God, the further away you know you are. Do you know
exactly
what I'm saying?
No, Simon, that's exactly right. You know, that when I say the chasm gets wider, but Christ is the bridge builder. He comes down. The scripture says that God came down 14 generations. The book of Matthew, very clearly in the Synoptic Gospels, it says Christ came down 14 generations. So Christ comes to us where we are. But as Simon is saying, is when we want more of him and our heart is hungry for him, and we just are so hungry for more of Christ, and he opens up that vow and we see a little bit more and he takes us deeper, our flesh gets further away. But Christ comes to us and we say, Lord, I'm not worthy. But by grace, by sanctification, by all that stuff, he brings us to him. And he presents himself to us.
And that's an amazing revelation, Ben. And the thing is, as we were saying just in the preamble, that people take grace for granted, but it's God's undeserved favour. And when you get closer, and when you realise the favour, because we're wretches, you know, without the Lord, you know. Yeah, God can't even look at us really without Jesus. So the closer we get, the more we see what we used to be doing in the flesh.
That's right,
Is further away. And so even the smaller things now, which we would do every day, are now becoming...
They're getting more and more distance apart. So the physical me is further away, but the inner me is closer to Christ. So there's a battle.
There's a battle.
Between the physical me and the me that's hungry for God, the Paul that the scripture writes about so clearly. So that is what we're looking at today. It's about being patient.
Well, it's teeters right into what you were saying, because, you know, if we... Yeah, we're talking about being patient today. The courage, really, to be patient. And it does take courage to be patient. Now, if you look at the dictionary definition, Ben, of patience, it says the capacity to accept or tolerate delay, problems, or suffering without becoming annoyed or anxious. So that's the capacity to accept or tolerate delay, problems, or suffering without becoming annoyed or anxious.
That's an interesting definition. Now,
well,
I straight away go to the position of being a leader, right? So when God drops a vision and God drops a revelation of what or how he is going to use you, so you have to be patient in what is around you, even though God has called you. And so to learn patience in your calling, I find, is the hardest thing to do. So God has revealed, you know, you've got a calling on your life. You're called into whatever area that may be, and you're hungry for it. You've got to be patient, as the scriptures, be still and know that I'm God. God has dropped it into you, but it takes everything. It takes courage not to run out of the gate, to run ahead. Now, totally. That's my biggest failing. I am always ahead of Jesus. I wake up in the morning and I hear the angels go, "He's up again, Lord. How are we going to
hold him back?
How are we going to hold him back today? Yeah. Lord, he's done his trainers at 6 o'clock in the morning. He's gone. He's like a racehorse on steroids. Help us."
You're on the... You're in the trap, aren't you? Really, the guy where you see that
I'm dribbling,
the rabbit is going, the hair's going around.
I'm gone. I'm out. I'm out of the bed at 100 mile an hour in the morning. Trainers on, I'm out of the house. Boom, fire's gone. You know, so I do not have patience. I said this to Simon earlier. I have patience with people. I have all that. But what I struggle with is patience waiting for me to get to the next area of what God's calling me to do, because
it's interesting.
I'm like a little kid. I'm like, oh yeah, Lord, I'm off. Let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go. But
you know, we're going to go into some scriptures. But one scripture that immediately comes to mind is Isaiah 49:2, and it says this. He said, "And he has made my mouth like a sharp sword. In the shadow of his hand, he has hidden me. And he made me a polished shaft in his quiver. He has hidden me." So basically what it's saying, he's preparing you, but he's holding you back, you know, as an arrow in the quiver.
In his quiver.
Until he's ready to use you.
But I've fired myself.
You fired yourself.
I've gone.
You jumped into the bow. You fired yourself off. And the Lord's gone, "Whoa, where's he gone? What's he doing?
What's he doing?" Patience, Ben. Hold your horses.
And the more serious thing, we have a laugh and a joke, which is great, but the more serious thing is you can really go wrong if you're...
I've done it. I've made more mistakes. See,
look at you. You can't even wait for me to finish, can you?
I can't, Simon, because I'm like racial. You know, I feel that this is pushing the leadership boundaries at the minute. You know, leaders are listening to all this. And I must say thank you to the thousands of downloads that we've had of these podcasts. Absolutely fantastic. But as a leader, patience I find very difficult. And that's the biggest fight that I have, is that, yes, God drops the seed, and straight away I want that seed to be that oak. I'm not prepared to wait for it to be watered, to go through the seasoning.
Yeah.
I expect it now. That's a character flaw, and I struggle with that. I know I laugh and I joke about that, but it upsets me because I say, Lord, why can't I get peace in this?
I don't think you're alone. I really don't think you're alone. I think, you know, especially in today's society, we do want everything now, don't we? I guess your character is a little bit more than today's society. It's inherent in you. You want it.
Now, Lord. This is not fair, Lord. Lord, if you're listening, this is not fair because this is hitting me hard today, Jesus.
Well, you know, Ben, timing is essential in every area of life. Time is really essential.
I feel like I'm getting beaten with a stick on this one. So, right, patience and timing go together perfectly, don't they?
Yeah.
If I'm not patient, I mess up the timing.
Yeah.
If I'm patient, the timing is perfect. But then it comes down to being obedient. It's not because I'm disobedient. It's not because I don't believe it. It's because I am the most impatient leader person on the earth.
Well, let me ask you this, Ben. And I know the answer, but I'll ask it straight off the bat. Do you believe that the Bible is the sovereign word of God?
Without any shadow of any doubt, I'm stumbling for a word because I can't. It is from Genesis to. There's no way in the world that it has any error. It is out of kilter.
Okay.
It is. Okay. I'm absolutely.
Well, then let me take it to Psalm 27:14, which says, "Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and He shall strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord."
Wait
on the Lord. Now, if we go then to Psalm 37:7, it says this, right?
Yeah.
Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for Him. Ben, this is speaking to you. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for Him. Do not fret because of him who prospers in his way, because of the man who brings wicked schemes to pass. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Do not fret. It only causes harm. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for Him.
Yeah, man, it's critical. It's through the Word of God. It's critical that I as that leader, I don't like to put that, I don't use this normally, but as we're in this context of this podcast, as a leader, it's not because I'm disobedient, because I'm galloping.
Yeah,
well, it's a difficult one to land, isn't it? Because I'm so encouraged by God. I'm so hungry. I'm so thirsty. I just literally drink this word up every day. The word is everything to me, from Genesis to Revelation. And when I say it energizes, and I don't like to use the word energy or anything like that, because that is taken out into other areas and manipulated. But it is fuel. If I use that terminology, God's word is fuel. And when you are fired with God's word and you are seeing things in a nation and a government and in certain denominations are not right, and you're hungry and you think, come on. So, and also I am a driven person, not because I am, you know, all the stuff. And I believe it's God's word that actually drives me. But because it drives me, it causes me trouble, as in I've got to learn to be patient. It's me.
And God's looking at you, Ben, and He's saying, I love Ben. I love, because He knows what you are. He knows
me.
He created you. He knows your enthusiasm. But he's just looking around and He's saying, that enthusiasm, Ben, we're going to channel it. We're going to put it in the right direction, you know. But right now, you're 100 miles an hour. Maybe
it's dangerous.
You know, and you know, Ben, good ideas are not always God ideas, are they?
So there's the key. You know, is it my idea or is it God's plan? Is it my anticipation or is it Jeremiah 29?
Well, let me ask you this, Ben. How do you make God laugh?
I'll wake up every morning.
You're telling Him your plans.
I'm telling Him my plans. Lord, this is what
we're going to do.
We are going to do today, Jesus. And you hear the heavens laughing and chuckling.
Ben, the thing is, He protects us. And when he says no,
he does.
It's not rejection, it's protection.
Yeah.
So when he says no, Ben, not now, or no, not down that road, he's protecting you.
Yeah, and I actually sense that. I actually know that. So I am learning as time goes by. I am learning to wait on the Lord, to be patient, to be still, not to lean in my own understandings, but in all my ways acknowledge Him.
It's
not because I don't believe
three,
the Bible.
Five and six, it's trust.
See, it's trust.
If you don't have patience, you don't have trust, do you?
No.
And we do have an enemy that knows us.
Yeah.
And an enemy that will lay traps for you.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Because somebody can look bright and shiny over there and you'll take off.
I'm off.
And we've said it many times on these podcasts. God's looking and going, what are you doing over there, Ben?
What are you doing over there, Ben? I'm like the prophet in the Old Testament.
Yeah.
I ran off. And God said, what are you doing over in that cleft of the rock?
I'm doing your work, Lord.
What way are we going? I want you to come back. Come back the way you went.
Yeah.
And coming back the way you went, as the prophet was told, God didn't say, continue forward. I want you to come back the way you went, because you've got to learn to wait for me. Timing and patience, rest and waiting is critical for a leader. A leader.
Do you know, Ben, I do a little, you know, I don't do so much running or jogging really these days, but I remember one time I was doing a bit of jogging and there was a guy up ahead and I thought, oh, I'm catching this fellow up. Do you know what I mean? This is incredible. I'm big lump and I'm catching this bloke up. So I put my head down, put the afterburners on. I thought, I'm going to overtake this fellow.
I'll show you, son.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I thought. And off I went, and I went by, looked at him, smiled.
Give him a little wink.
Raced off. I looked around, and I was half a mile from where I should have been. Do you know, I've gone the wrong way.
That's very prophetic. That is a tip. That is me. I've gone. I've missed me turning. That is critical, isn't it?
See, if you don't go... if you haven't got the courage to be patient and don't wait for God, God's timing, it will never end the way you intend, Ben.
No.
It will never. Rhymes a little bit.
There's always repairing.
Yeah.
God is always drawing us back, holding us, and that is the glory of the Father, that He doesn't look at me and go, oh, my days. He looks at me and... You know,
and the thing is, Ben,
without going into that's another podcast on its own. But He knows me, He loves me, but through my character flaw of being an impatient person, He's training me and He's alerted that to me, so I'm aware of it. But to be stripped back of it and to learn obedience and patience. Is,
you know,
very difficult, may I say.
Yeah, no, and you're 100% right. But, you know, when you realise that we have the Holy Spirit, who's the biggest life coach, the greatest life coach you'll ever have in your life, the thing is, if you listen to the Holy Spirit, take time to listen to Him, give Him time, which probably means spending more time alone with the Lord.
That's right, yeah.
If you listen to that, then the Holy Spirit... will show you the shortcut.
Yeah.
You know, it's probably the longer wait, but it's the shortest route, because you're not going to get hurt all of a sudden.
Yeah.
And you're not going to let other people get hurt, because if you're off doing this, that, and the other,
that's
people
right.
go, oh, that, and it ain't the way that God wants it to be.
So there's a lot in being patient with God in ministry. There's a lot of being patient in God in just generally being a believer, whether you're a man or a woman, or just as a human being. Patience is the fruit of the Spirit. You know, in Galatians 5:22-23, it says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things there is no law. So if we were to throw open that umbrella of Galatians 5:22-23, if I keep in that framework, in God's structure, in the Word, I've got everything that I need.
Everything that you need.
But being impatient is feeding the flesh as well. So that is a very important thing to understand, because it could feed egos. It could feed oneself's thought pattern. It could say to oneself, oh, look what I have done. look what I have achieved.
Absolutely. If you just look a little bit further ahead, behind in that Galatians, it works out what it tells you. What are the pitfalls of the flesh? You know, which are which are adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lewdness. Now, what you're talking about is idolatry, which is in here. Because if you put anything before God, put yourself before God, you're making yourself an idol, aren't you?
I'm trying to put myself above and beyond what God has called me to be.
Outbursts of wrath, selfishness, selfish ambitions. It even mentions that in there.
Selfish ambitions. Why am I in ministry? Is it for people to go, oh, look at Ben?
Yeah, where's the signpost pointing? Is it pointing towards God, or is it pointing towards
the King?
The King.
Because God says, I will not share my glory with no man. But if someone has a good skill set in business, if someone is an educator, you can actually build a church, but you're not building the bride of Christ.
You
can build ministry with someone with you that's got an open checkbook. You can do anything.
Yeah, well, you hear it all the time, you know, people go, how are you building your profile?
Yeah.
You know.
How's your Twitter feed going?
What's your social media?
What's it looks like?
What's it look like? How's it going? Have you, what's your platforms like? You know, how many people you got following you? All that sort of stuff.
How many people in your church?
Nonsense.
It's just absolutely rubbish. It's like, we got to skip outside this church, as we're all aware of, and there's so much rubbish in it. But in many denominations, I'll probably get a bit of a poke for this. Some denominations are like skips at the moment. They've got all rubbish in it.
Worldly rubbish. They're being the world to win the world.
Yeah, it's a business model. It's about man, but the kingdom of God, And that's what I want to be in. I don't want to be in a religious order. I don't want to be in a religious area. I want to know that I do know, above all that I am a child of the living God. But God is stripping me back. And Simon knows that I have had a clear word from God. Now, when you hear people say these sort of things, I know we can switch off because I switch off. And I had a clear guidance, and I had a clear word, and I've only ever read three in my entire life. They're not long words. They're I didn't wake up one morning and suddenly I'm sitting on the right hand of God. I didn't have all that, like a lot of prophets and that are doing at the moment. They have their breakfast upstairs. But I had a clear presence of the Holy Spirit, and I had a clear word in my innermost being that spoke to me very clearly that I have to exit certain things over the window of 12 months.
Okay.
And I've done two already. Oh. So when we talk about patience, we can enter into ministries and we can enter into organizations that are labeled as ministries that are not really for God. And when you enter them ministries and you enter them organizations, the leadership, I'm stepping out a bit here, I'm going to get a bit of trouble. The leadership might not have God on their agenda. So if I partner with that ministry or that denomination or that, I become spiritually kin to that. And what their plan may not be the plan that God has for that ministry. So that will affect me spiritually.
I'll tell you now, Ben, that God's not looking for big ministries now.
No, it's not
He's not looking for those mega ministries, not looking for people to build ministries. And the thing is, these leaders do have God on their agenda, but it's to use God for their own agenda. Do you know what I'm saying?
I would actually go a bit further and say, not the God of Israel, because there are foreign gods in many ministries. There is so much paganism. Is this new world order that is out there?
Yeah, that's very true.
Saved the planet, and so many churches, so many denominations, are getting caught in this political spiritual drive.
We can do a podcast on that. It will take us down.
Oh, we'd
not
go.
Careful.
We've got to. Yeah,
you know, my firm belief is that we, you know, the we are worshipping the planet at this moment in time.
We are lifting the planet up.
And we're talking about save the planet, not save yourself, really, yeah. Don't we? Do you know what I mean?
So, yeah, that's right. So foreign gods.
Yeah, foreign gods,
it's,
yeah.
It's really yeah. interesting.
And we're not talking about the creator of the planet, that's the thing.
No.
Do you know? So patience, Ben,
coming back to it goes along with patience, everything we're talking about.
If you look at those gifts of the Spirit, Ben, you can't have any of the other gifts without patience.
No, look, what we got? We got love, joy, peace, kindness, goodness.
Self-control.
Self-control.
You can't have any of that
without forbearance patience. Or patience, yeah. Depending what translation you're in this morning. I'm in the NIV.
Because you have to have patience to love someone. If you haven't got patience, the little things that they do, that they will annoy you.
That's but right, patience, the irritants.
Yeah, the little things they do. If you haven't got if you haven't got patience, you've got no self-control.
That's right, yeah.
So if you haven't got patience, you've got no gentleness, because you're going to get quickly agitated. Annoyed, anxious, and as it said here, annoyed or anxious in the definition with people. But patience
brings
all of that stuff, doesn't it?
And
I would say to anybody out there that this is speaking to many people, I know that. I would say that if you get a chance, practice patience. How do you can practice patience in your everyday life by just standing in a queue for a coffee, by just picking you can pick the biggest queue in the supermarket and just stand there and just wait. Just wait. Just be patient.
Traffic. What a classic example. Stuck on the car park of the M25, trying to get through the tunnel, thinking the clock is ticking.
I see it this morning, Ben. It's driving here, people undertaking, people overtaking, people cutting in and out. There is very little patience on the road. But we can have patience.
That's right.
And we can have self-control. Over patience. You don't have to get annoyed, you know, because if you find yourself getting annoyed at stuff, then you've got no patience or self-control. You're not walking the fruits of the Spirit, are you?
So it's a thread. It runs all the way through from Genesis to Revelations. But this is about a strip back, isn't it? Because this is what it's doing. So when you are aware of a character, when I say character flaw, I'm talking about a fleshly, because God created us, and in his eyes, we are not who we see ourselves to be. So what is really important is Psalms 46, verse 10. And he said, be still and know that I'm God. This is really important to be still, because stillness is not just sitting on the couch or waiting for God to show up. It is referring to going and doing what you've got to do, but being still in the busyness of everything going on around your life and realizing that God is in charge, that I've got to be patient in the busyness that is going on around me. God will get that vision and that dream that he's dropped into those leaders, that I've got to be patient and just wait and be still. God has said this will happen. This is going to bring and this is going to come into being. But you've got to be still in the busyness of life, being still in spirit, being still in your innermost being.
Here's the thing, Ben. How many times do you hear people say, the fella came and gave me a word. He said, I was going to do this, I was going to do that. And we kind of expect that to happen tomorrow, don't we? You know. But God wants to see what our hearts are like, and he's got that for us, but our hearts have to be right. He's put that for us. God's timing is perfect. It's never early, never late.
Timing. You can't actually get to the real root of what that actually means within the context and within the framework of scripture. God's timing is beyond perfect timing. The way the world works, the way the earth moves, the way the atoms, the way the sun rises, the moon moves, the way the stars, everything revolves and moves around. Timing is so on point, is beyond human understanding.
Look what he says in Isaiah 40, 31, Ben.
Come on, let's have it.
He says, but those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength.
They will
mount and rise on wings like eagles. Yeah. They shall run and not get weary. They shall walk and not get faint.
Yeah, yeah.
Those who wait on the Lord.
So waiting is patience.
It's patience.
Patience is Psalms 46, be still and know that I am God.
Yeah.
And running with that, and as you open the envelope of this word patience, deep in that is at the thread is faith. I'm waiting on faith. He has spoken.
Trust. It's trust in the Lord, isn't it? You know?
So you've got so many words.
You've got so many
springing out of one core word, patient.
Yeah.
When I'm patient, I'm faithful. When I'm patient, I'm obedient.
What does the word say, Ben? I forget the place in the Bible, but it says, do not be weary in doing good, because in due season you'll receive the reward. Do not be weary in doing good. Be patient.
Yeah.
Every little thing that the Bible tells us, every detail, every little thing
is a purpose.
Should be for the glory of God.
Yeah. Because with patience also opens up another word, you're enduring. Enduring and patience, when you look at the two, I've got to endure this stillness. I've got to hold it. God's preparing me in this position of strip back, because patience is stripping.
I think for you it's endurance, but for people, but if you have the Spirit of the Lord in you,
of course,
patience. It's not endurance to be patient, is it? Because in your case maybe, but in other people's case.
Yeah,
if you've got the Spirit of the Lord in you, then you see, you know, what happens is, Ben, when you get caught up all of a sudden in Christian ministry, what happens? People go, why is he getting blessed more than me? What? Look at him, look at him going over there. Don't, God's saying, bless him, because I've got you exactly where I want you. You're in the quiver, you're on the right track.
Yeah.
And when the time is right, when your heart is right, when I need you, I'm going to do great things with you. So whatever that may be.
Whatever that may be. So God drops the seed. God opens the window of our eyes to see that God is in and is doing. But to be patient, some people find that just easy. That doesn't even come into any, they won't even compute it. They don't need to fight it. Some people are just patient all the way through, where they might struggle with something else. But for me, this is critical for me, that I need to learn to be still more and know that he's God. I've got to learn to trust more. I've got to learn to rest more. I've got to learn to say, God, I believe you are speaking to me in a way that I've got to exit A, B, and C.
Be very careful, my friends. You know, Ben is right. He's talking about his own situation, but that reflects many people's situation out there, because, you know, we've said a few scriptures, and they're pretty they're pretty on point. But we can manipulate scriptures to
so easy, isn't it?
to fit in our situation, whatever we want. I want to do that. Where's the scripture? Oh yeah, it says this. What about this here? You know, you can do all things with a verse out of context, don't we?
You can do all things.
That's from, you know, the book of Abago. In my own strength.
With my own flesh. But I really believe God is speaking to me today. Ben, be still. Ben, be still. And I know there's leaders out there. I know, you know, and sometimes it's very difficult to admit I've made a mistake. I've gone down the rabbit hole of ministry. I thought that the door was being opened when actually I was kicking it open. My feet were kicking it.
Let me ask you a question.
Go on.
God will say no when you're moving in areas that are not good for you. But when you're moving in an area that God doesn't really want you to be in, do you feel uneasy? Do you feel
extremely uneasy? I feel the pull. I feel the pull.
Yeah, you feel.
So the fight between, let's put it into scripture. It says the flesh, the flesh is weak, but the spirit is willing. So there's a battle between, Lord, I know I shouldn't, but Lord, it's looking different. So there is a battle.
Yeah.
There is always a battle. The more we want Christ, the more the flesh is revealed, the more the flesh desires, the more it becomes hungry, the more the flesh has got to be fed.
Wow. Yeah. Three things, Ben.
Look, three look. Major areas.
Look, Ben, patience is essential to obedience.
It goes...
It's essential to obedience.
It's folded in. It's running in each other.
Give up my own desires. Not my will, Lord, but your will be done.
We're back in the garden.
We can't get away from it, Ben.
I can't get out of the garden of Gethsemane.
It's every morning, really, isn't it?
But in all seriousness, the Garden of Gethsemane is the place that I love to be. Because it's that same line. Not my will. Not my will. Your will be done.
So when God says no, Ben, what's he really saying?
That's not my will. You got to hold it.
Because you know what he's really saying, though, Ben, don't you?
What you want is not what's meant to be.
But what's he really saying?
Come on, you tell me.
He's saying, I love you. No, yeah, because I love you.
Of course. Yeah.
No, we don't want to, I don't want you to go down that route because it's only going to hurt you.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm stopping you. Mm-hmm. Please listen to what I'm saying.
But also, Simon has just opened up something there quite interestingly. So if you take the will of the Father on the Son, Christ, that will was to go through a very painful experience. It's interesting, isn't it? Because when we make ministry up, it's very soft and light and wonderful. But when you walk with Christ, you will be persecuted. So
you've opened a door there. You know, if you look
at Christ, Christology, and study Christ, his ministry,
and look how he went through that ordeal. He went through it with amazing patience and as you said, forbearance and endurance. He went through it, didn't he? Because he knew it was the Father's will.
So the Father's will was the cross.
Yeah.
You can't look at that any other way.
Yeah.
So that is a painful thing without even exploring that. So the will of the Father was to send his one and only Son, John 3:16. Salvation can only be accomplished through Christ Jesus. But for it to work, Christ had to go to the cross. So when you look at the will of God for Christ, and then you look at what Christ said in the garden, if it is possible, take this from me, but not my will, your will be done. Christ knew that the journey from removing himself from the garden and going into this next stage of his life was going to be painful. And ministry can be painful. It will make you obviously go the will of the Father, and the will of the Father will be against the mainstream denominations.
How many times in your experience, and it's happened to me many times, do I think, why, Lord, am I going down this route? Why am I here? This is painful. This is not. And normally it's when you're coming out of something.
Yeah.
Normally it is when you're coming out of something. But then a year, 6 months, a year later, you look back and think, thank you, Lord. Thank you so much that I've stepped out of that. Yeah. That you pulled me out. Although it was painful at the time. But look where I am now.
Yeah.
Look where I am now.
Yeah.
And so it's having the trust, really.
And the courage.
And the courage and the patience.
Yeah.
And the endurance, as you said.
Yeah.
And the perseverance, which we'll talk about another time. But all that stuff is wrapped up in one thing, is trust in the Lord, be patient, wait upon his timing. Ben, patience is essential. I'll say to this to listeners, patience is essential to all relationships. Any relationship that you're in,
yeah,
it ain't about you, my friend. It's about
no.
So relationship is in your marriage, with your family, with your
work colleagues,
with everyone, wherever you meet
a human being, that is it.
Because human beings, we mess up. We all mess up.
Yeah.
And none of us are better than anyone else. No. And so we need patience to have patience when we're the people in the shop, the people, as you say, driving around in cars, our own family.
Yeah, when our things are breaking. Yeah, in university, in school, in college, in your friendship groups, in your socialising groups, you know. Patience is a beautiful thing to have when you really analyse it, just generally.
And I believe firmly that the Lord will put people in your path to test your patience. I really do.
Amen to that, Jesus. Thank you for that, Lord. It is very true.
Someone knocking on your door all the time.
And
it's how you deal with them.
And how do I deal with that area that is that is what it is. Lord, I need wisdom. I need guidance. So it comes back again to Jesus.
It's all about
Jesus. It all comes back to Jesus.
How he dealt with it. How do I deal?
Yeah. How do I deal with this situation? Because this area of my life is draining and tiring, and I'm running out of patience, but I don't know how to approach the situation to get it dealt with correctly. So, God, I need you to take me in and guide me through this.
Look, Ben, everything that happens to us in life, it can be a test from the Lord, right? So, you know, you've got someone in your life for a season, it's how you deal with them. And the Lord's looking at how you're dealing with that person. The Lord's looking at how you're dealing with that situation. He's looking all the time at your heart, see where your heart is. If it's, you know, he doesn't want to see that it's for personal, how can I use that person? No, he wants to see where your heart is. And patience, and the courage to be patient in situations, you know, Ben, we can break it down even further. The courage to say, I don't want that house right now. I don't want that car right now.
I'm not going up further up the ivory tower.
No, I'm not going to, you know, back in the day when I was growing up, there was catalogues. You could get things on a Never Never. It was called, but generally speaking, most people saved up and bought a washing machine. But right now, you
can go and sign yourself up.
Oh, the washing machine! It don't look like it. Oh,
let's get
a new one.
Let's sign ourselves.
Throwaway society. It's a microwave society. It's a 2 minute special and everything.
It is 2 minute. Everything is click click click. Done. Yeah. And that doesn't bring peace.
It doesn't bring peace
because we're going from one thing to another thing.
But it also doesn't
look like church. where churches are grabbing ministries from across the Atlantic, from other areas, and drawing off of that, trying to find the key, when actually Christ is the key. Instead of just preaching the gospel, we'll pull this transatlantic teaching, we'll pull that from over there, we'll pull this from there, we'll look at their book, we'll look at their manual, rather than looking at the author.
Yeah, definitely. They want a shot of the Holy Spirit rather than getting into
the next trend,
into the word. And, you know, they want to listen to a prophet, P-R-O-F-I-T, rather than the other type of prophet. Yeah. And they want to listen.
Yeah.
They're itching ears, and they'll search until they get a word that they're happy with. You know?
They're happy with. And actually, God's word, it cuts through. It deals with, it shapes, it moulds, you know. But we're looking for the revival ministry when actually God is saying you're entering into persecution, UK.
What we've said this time and time again in this on this platform is we dial Jesus for every decision,
everything.
So we dial Jesus. We don't shoot onto the Amazon site, do we, to see what we can get? We don't shoot over to John Lewis, to Marks and Spencer's. We dial.
Yeah.
We dial Jesus.
Jesus, what do you want from me? What is the purpose? Patience, forbearance, long-suffering brings joy, peace, love, goodness. It all comes together. So just because a person may feel that, oh gosh, what Ben's been talking about, that sums me up a bit there and all, doesn't mean to say that we're outside of the framework of God. It means that God is revealing what he's dealing with.
He's revealing it.
And it's great because he is the vine dresser, he is the gardener, and he will strip all this stuff away. And then one day I'll go, wow, I've made it. Not, don't what I mean by I've made it, what I mean by I've made it is...
I've got peace.
I'm peace.
I've got peace.
I'm patient in the situation. God's timing, that's fine for me.
Man, if all I, what I'm saying to people is what Ben has said. If you can get into this patience from the Holy Spirit, then you will have peace.
Yeah.
Because you'll be just, every situation, you'll be so...
That's right.
Peaceful. Yeah. You know, Jeremiah 33:3, or what does it say? Call to me and I will answer you, and I will show you great and mighty things that you do not know. So call to Jesus is your first port of call. And he will give you your heart, peace in your heart. You know, it's all about trusting in the Lord and just being obedient to what he says and listening. And when you haven't got an answer, don't go, oh, because I haven't got an answer,
I'll make one.
I'll make one and I'll do what I want to do. No, wait. And look, really, because God speaks to you on all different levels. He'll speak to you through billboards. He'll speak to you through car number, but he'll speak to you to any...
Every
avenue.
Every area of life, he's speaking.
Yeah.
He's continually speaking.
Continually speaking to you. So, you know, if... I remember... I remember sitting in a men's group once, and a guy was talking about his business, and he said, well, we waited for a word from the Lord. I said, all right, that's good, brother. He said, yeah, but when we got a word, we didn't like it, so
we changed it.
Oh, what? You know, that's how people are, though, isn't it?
That's a denomination. We don't like what God is teaching or showing us through his word, so we will go a different route. It is so, so clear, isn't it?
Ben is right, my friends. You cannot pick and choose out the Bible.
You can't take,
And you've got to take it in the absolute right context as well.
This is good stuff. This is really good stuff, you know. What more can we say? I've got to be patient. It's a journey. Patience is a journey. Peace is a journey. Faithfulness is a journey. Stripping back is a daily experience. I love that I've reached a place in my walk with him where I say, Lord, strip me back today. Strip me back today, Lord. I want to keep me in the garden because the garden is a safe place for me, because it's all about the will of the Father and listening.
If you say that, then if you say, strip me back, God will take you to places that you won't want to go. But there will be places that you'll never want to leave, believe me. And
that's right. It's a one-way flight.
If you go against God's will, it will never end the way that you intend. It'll end in tears, my friend.
Yeah.
And financially, it could cost you all sorts of ways. Yeah. But the most of it will cost you is you won't have peace.
No.
And peace, you can't...
You
can't buy it.
You can't buy peace. You
can't buy peace, man.
So there we go. We have made it. We have reached it.
Oh, wow.
We have got
nearly
to 50
minutes, haven't we?
Goodness gracious.
Yeah.
Goodness, goodness, goodness. Well, brothers and sisters, wherever you are across the world, we thank you so much for joining us here at Hashtag Christian Straight Talk. Simon and myself, you know, we really, really appreciate all these downloads and everything that's going on. But, you know, this is what is so good about these podcasts. We're just open. We're laying our lives on the table. We're not worried. We've got nothing to hide. God is with you. But this is my, I wouldn't even use the word struggle, because God is stripping me back of this. So I'm learning. I'm trusting. And I love Jesus. Simon, get us out of here. Come on, my friend.
Yeah, if you listen today and if anything's touched your heart, then... I would say, you know, bring it before the Lord. And, you know, my friends, don't be impatient, because impatient never achieves anything at all. It's being patient to listen to God's word and move in God's timing, and you will achieve what God wants to achieve through you, and you'll give him the glory. The signposts must always point towards the Lord and not to you. So we want to pray for anyone out there. We want to pray, Lord, that you'll give them the strength to be patient. You'll give them the courage to be patient,
Lord,
as they move in their daily lives. And we just pray that you'll breathe a little word into their lives, and they'll go forward, and their week will be more peaceful, more patient, than it was last week. And that's all we can hope for. So we lift everyone up who's listening. We lift you up, Lord, and everything we do is for the glory of you, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Simon, and thank you once again to everyone on them platforms that we're on. You've been listening to Simon Pinchbeck, myself, Reverend Ben Cooper, here at hashtag Christian Straight Talk. You can find us through Spotify, iHeartRadio, and Buzzsprout, and Alexa, and so many more other places. Thank you. Keep holding on to God's word. Never give up. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen.